proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and it's my delight to be with you on today's program. Well, just recently here at IBJM, we had the privilege of having our annual Holocaust Education Day, which took place on Friday, March 20th of 2015. It was a great event. In fact, we've been doing this event for several years now, beginning in 2008, and it's definitely an important time as we come together every year at least to remember the 6 million, the Jewish people who perished during the Holocaust, during World War II. And we actually began our session with understanding who is the Jew from a biblical perspective. This is presented by our director, Dr. Ed Frampton. There's actually much confusion, even amongst the Jewish people, exactly what makes a Jewish person a Jew. We actually went biblically, understanding where the Jewish people came from the time of Abraham, and even where they fit in today's circle as well. And so I think this is very foundational to have that. Now, one thing I do want to say about the program that we've had, this year was probably our best attended event ever. In fact, we are actually at the point we are actually having to turn away people because we just did not have the space to house everyone. So I think that's a good problem to have. And hopefully we'll be doing more events like this, even maybe later through the year. So please stay tuned as we'll talk about that, hopefully in future programs. We also did something very unique because this year we actually had over 30 homeschool students that joined us, mostly middle school and high school age students, and it was just a delight to interact with them. And I think it's so important, especially in this day and age with the rise of anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism, anti-Israelism is what it's referred to now, that it's vitally important that we teach the next generation about the dangers of these things and obviously what they can lead to in the Holocaust. We actually did two youth tracks. In fact, I had the privilege of teaching that, of Understanding the Holocaust, Part 1 and 2. And in that, we actually talked about the purpose of identity. What makes you, you? And where do you fit in the world? What's the purpose of life? And really, what is our relationship with God and with others? And understanding those very foundational things really helps us to identify who we are. And then from there, we kind of looked into the aspect of why the Jewish people were identified in the way they were, and kind of really put a light, especially a personal light, on that. And then later on, we actually talked with them about the effects of genocide. And really, it was a coined term that was used really after World War II. In fact, there was a Polish lawyer who came to the United States who coined that word in 1944. And that word really first came up officially in the Nuremberg trials. We took this time to really understand that Auschwitz, there's this quote that says, and I think is very appropriate, that Auschwitz was not built by bricks, it was built with words. And there were obviously things that happened before 6 million were killed. It took years, I believe, of words, of acts of anti-Semitism, acts of violence, eventually leading up to genocide. And so how can we look for those things, and how can we be aware of them? How can we stand up when those things arise? And that's exactly what we try to teach, especially for the youth during that time. We also had some classes that were taught by Mark Oshman, who is a Jewish believer. He dealt with the history of Jewish persecution throughout the centuries, also events leading up to the Holocaust, and then even the aftermath of the Holocaust. John Lawrence, who also is heard sometimes on this program, he actually did a case study of the Holocaust in France, even talking about collaborators and how they worked with the Nazis in basically deporting the Jewish people to different concentration camps. Later on, we also talked about where is justice. We talked about how justice was served at the Nuremberg trials as well as the Adolf Eichmann trial. And then later on, we talked about a Christian's response to the Holocaust, and we'll cover these later. But we concluded that day with a very special Holocaust memorial ceremony where we actually invited the people who were there, who attended, to literally stand up for truth, stand up in remembering the 6 million that were killed in the Holocaust. And so this is a great opportunity. In fact, if you are interested about having a Holocaust Education Day, maybe at a school or maybe at a church even or your community function, we'd be happy to help you arrange that. And again, this is an important time right now in history where we should stand boldly and say, never forget, and say never again. Thank you for joining me on today's program. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.